All right, so the National Party owes the owners of the Eminem song Lose Yourself $600,000. Justice Helen Cull has ruled the Eminem-esque track is sufficiently similar to the original song and it breaches the copyright of Lose Yourself's owners, 8 Mile Style. Now, Joel Martin is the manager of 8 Mile Style. He joins me from Detroit. And Joel, good evening.
Good evening.
What is at the crux of this case? Can you explain it in simple form?
Well, you know, it turned into really the accusation for us that Lose Yourself, the composition wasn't original, that the defense of the National Party was that the song contains three chords, essentially, and that these three chords are used in a variety of other songs. And why would we expect that we would be able to claim that these three songs or these three chords are original and unique to this composition when so many other songs have the chords? Well, of course, our argument is that it's not just the three chords, it's everything that is inherent in the song. It's the way things are played, it's the tones, it's the drums, and it's certainly the lyrics that are associated with it. And for us to be vindicated that, in fact, the judge said that this, of course, is original and that there should be no question about it is the biggest part of the victory for us.
It was a sound-alike music track, which is meant to be, well, sound-alike. What is the issue with that specifically?
Well, you know, if you have a track that sounds like something that you commission or create, you might be able to get away with it in certain instances. It depends on how close to the original it sounds. Also, the intent. You know, was this an accident? Did the composition kind of sound like Lose Yourself, but there wasn't any real intent to use Lose Yourself? They just used it and ended up something with something that sounded like Lose Yourself, but there was no intent there. Well, we found out during trial that, in fact, the National Party used Lose Yourself, the original, and cut the commercial to Lose Yourself. And then they replaced it with something that sounded like Lose Yourself. So the argument that not only was this not original, but that it was kind of by happenstance that they ended up using something that kind of sounded like Lose Yourself is preposterous, because they knew exactly what they were doing. They wanted Lose Yourself. They used it. They removed the track from the commercial and then replaced it with Lose Yourself Light and defended it all the way through trial. And that's what was extraordinary to us. And we did not know that they used the original until we went to trial and somebody was cross-examined and then admitted that, yes, in fact, they used the original.
Joel, they say that they purchased the piece of production music from a reputable Australian-based music production library who had purchased it from a US supplier. Absolving them, I suppose, that's the implication here, absolving them of responsibility. What do you say about that?
Well, you know, if you go looking for a Gucci bag and somebody says that they have one and it's only $10, you can imagine that it's probably not an original Gucci bag. It's just a ripoff of a Gucci bag. And if the person that's selling you that bag says, oh, no, this is the real thing, you can either choose to believe them or you have to use common sense and say that, of course, it's not pretty legal to do this. It's a ripoff. And you can get caught using ripoffs, especially if it's something high profile like an ad for a political party that's running for office. And they just got caught. And they expected that they can blame others and hide behind a defense that is just absurd.
What do you make of the damages? What do you make of the damages that have been awarded?
you know, we asked for more. This is what she awarded us. Unfortunately, what we have to deal with now is the legal fees that we've incurred, and they're quite substantial. Right now, there's nothing in the papers, as we can see, that determines any type of compensation for the amount of money that we spent to have to prosecute this. So the biggest part of the victory for us is the idea that, of course, this is an original composition, and we hope this dissuades other people from not just our song, but using sound alikes that people try to hide behind and claim that it's legal, because it's not legal.
And Eminem was not a party to this case, right? But aware of it?
Well, not only aware of it, but Eminem's the beneficiary of this case. So in New Zealand, apparently they segregate the parties that either write the music and or write the lyrics. They separate them. So we were required to bring the action on behalf of the people that actually wrote the music, as opposed to the lyrics, because, as you know, they didn't use lyrics. So he wasn't compelled to have to be a plaintiff in this lawsuit, but he's the beneficiary of this lawsuit, because in the United States, the copyright as a whole, they don't divide it, apparently, like they do in New Zealand. And, of course, he's aware of it. And I'm sure he's very happy.
Thank you, Joel. That is Joel Martin, manager of 8 Mile Style from Detroit.